Okay, when you have something that's squeaking like a part in the kitchen or something, and you oil it, what do you say you're doing to it to get the squeak out? What do you
Greasing
do?
It
right,
already.
That's fine. Okay, say the oil, the grease gets all over your hands, and your hands will be all what? Grease gets all over your hands.
All greasy.
Fine. Right? If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you say you'd do to it?
I'm fixing to oil it.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you'd use to burn in lamps, like
kerosene?
What would you call a makeshift lamp with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Flambeau.
Oh yeah, my mom uses that. I never heard of that. She's the first person I never heard do it. Flambo, what is that? Just when you don't have a lamp, you just do with what you got?
Yeah, but it makes a bigger light.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the inside of the tire of a car?
Inner tube.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say that that you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, and you say that they're going to do what to the boat?
Go try it out?
Launch?
Oh, yeah, launch it.
Okay. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake and say that you have paddles and you're going to... It's got a
rowboat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Well, you can have a canoe, a fishing boat, a rowboat.
Okay.
I'm a fisherman, you know.
All right. You are? You got...
Well, we lived on Lake Eucalyptus for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Built a place over. I have a 32-foot pontoon boat.
Ooh, you bet you did a lot of fishing. You like big
all
fish?
Time. Yeah.
Love it, huh? I love it, too. Okay. Sound like you're going to buy a dress of a certain color, and you take a small square of it along with you to the store to match it. What would you call that small piece?
A sample of it.
Uh-huh. If you see a dress that you like very much and it's very becoming, you say that's a very... What kind of dress? That you like it a lot and it's real beautiful.
Real pretty.
Okay. Right. When you're in the kitchen cooking, what do you wear over your clothes?
Apron. I don't wear one, but
that's what you're supposed to say. Okay. Okay, say you're going to sign your name in ink. What do you call it? What do you call it?
Pen.
Mm-hmm. Suit that you buy usually comes in a what?
The suit comes in a... What do you mean, you bring it home, man?
Soup, soup that you're going to warm over.
Oh, yeah. Soup. I thought you said suit. it comes in a can.
Okay. What kind of can?
Well, it's supposed to be aluminum.
Anything? I mean, another word for aluminum. I don't even say this anymore. No, not many people say this anymore. Aluminum. Tin.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Okay.
Well, we don't use that anymore.
Okay, and you'd say a dime is worth how many cents?
Oh, 10 cents.
All right. Okay, getting back to you, we said this was a pen. What other kind of pen would you use? Like your, say like your button came off and you were going to use another kind?
Safety pen, a straight pen.
That's right. You've seen these three-piece suits, right? What did that? Mm-hmm. What do they consist of?
Skirt, pants, and coat, usually. And jacket.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sometimes though, between your coat and your shirt, you have a piece.
Blouse.
Okay, but it's also between the coat.
Oh, a little dicky thing.
But no, it's sleeveless and it just buttons down like these. And you wear it on top of your shirt, and then your coat goes over it.
See?
Fine. Okay. So, like, a suit consists of coat, vest, and
pants.
All right.
Skirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sound like you're going outdoors in the winter without your coat, and somebody runs after you and brings it to you, and they would say, "Here, I've blanked your coat."
I brought your coat.
Okay, and sound like they did it yesterday. What would they say? Yesterday, I
brought.
And I have